The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder, plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore. I'm so happy to be here with you today, and I hope that you're happy to be here with me. Hey, we've got a fantastic show. It's my simple vegan cream sauce recipes. It is a lot easier than you may think to make a cream sauce, but to make it vegan. Yes, making a creamy sauce without the cream. And I've got several different methods that I'm going to share with you here today, and you're not going to believe how much they all just taste like cream sauce. Who knew? Well, I'm just excited about that. I'm also excited because I've got a wonderful recipe of the week that is just perfect for this time of summer, because zucchini. This time of summer, you might be seeing a lot of zucchini at your farmer's market and at the grocery store. Anywhere you go, zucchini, zucchini, zucchini. It makes the perfect summer pasta dish with a vegan cream sauce. Yes, it's my zucchini fettuccine Alfredo. Oh yeah, this is just a fantastic recipe. And when I served it to my guests, they couldn't believe there was no pasta in it. They couldn't believe that it was a vegan cream sauce. So that's coming up in just a little while. And then music from Johannes Lindsted today. I think it's a perfect choice for summer. The happy song. Mm-hmm. But let's just get right to the subject of what we're going to talk about today. Simple vegan cream sauce recipe. All of these cream sauce recipes, which of course are all vegan, can be made very, very quickly. And the first one is something that if you are on a low-fat diet, you're going to be interested in. It's my cauliflower cream sauce. And it is very easy to do, vegan and delicious. You're just going to cut a head of cauliflower into florets and steam them until they are tender. Then put your steamed cauliflower florets in a blender and just process with a bit of unsweetened non-dairy milk or a little bit of water or a little bit of veggie broth if you like. And you're going to add more non-dairy milk, water, or veggie broth as needed to achieve the desired consistency. In other words, if you want a thicker sauce, you're going to use less liquid. If you want a little thinner sauce, you're going to add more liquid. And then you're just going to season it as desired to use in your recipe. Of course, a little salt, a little pepper is always nice. A little tamari is wonderful with this. I love making an Italian-style cream sauce. You can add a little bit of Italian seasoning blend. You get the picture. So that's the first one, my cauliflower cream sauce. So easy and, of course, very, very low in fat. The next one is, well, it's definitely my favorite. It's my cashew vegan cream sauce. This is probably the creamiest of them all. It takes a little bit more time and effort, but it's well worth it. It's still very, very easy. You're going to soak raw cashews in just enough water to cover for about 1 to 4 hours. I make sure to keep them in the refrigerator while they are soaking. And then I drain and I rinse them very well. And then you put the soaked cashews in a blender container and you're going to process them with a bit of water or vegetable broth, but I like to use water because it keeps the flavor just kind of neutral, so you can spice it up however you want for the recipe that you're using. And you're just going to add a little bit more of that water as needed, once again, to achieve your desired consistency. And you're going to season as desired. You can season it with salt and pepper, as I said earlier, Italian seasoning blend. You can make it a curry cream sauce, whatever you like. With any of these sauces today, just season them like you would a regular cream sauce. In other words, you'd make the cream sauce and then you'd season it to go along with your recipes. That's a great jazzy tip. The third one is my white bean cream sauce. And this is really easy. You just drain and rinse one can of white beans, any variety. Put your beans in the blender and process with a bit of unsweetened non-dairy milk or water until smooth, adding more of that liquid as needed to achieve the desired consistency. That's the whole thing. Then you're going to season it, and proceed with your recipe. The fourth choice is one that you wouldn't think of. It's my walnut cream sauce. And you think, gee, walnuts, how would that taste creamy? Well, it really, really does. You just put your chopped walnuts in a blender and you're going to process them with some water, adding your flavorings as you go. And it makes a very nice, very tasty, once again, a cream sauce. You can also do this with almonds. When I do it with the almonds, you want to put those chopped almonds, you want to soak them and soak them in a little bit of water, cover them with water, put them in the refrigerator, just like you did with the cashews. And you want to soak them for 1 to 4 hours, drain them, rinse them very well, add a little bit of water or non-dairy milk, and you can have an almond cream sauce. So there are 5 choices for you for simple vegan cream sauce recipes. I hope that you like one of them. I'm absolutely sure that you will. Try all of them if you like and see which one you like best. So now I know you've been waiting for it because you've been saying, well, you know, these vegan cream sauce recipes that Laura's sharing with us today, they sound really good, but how do I go about using them? And that's what is right now, it is my recipe of the week.
Vegan and delicious. My recipe of the week.
Pasta-licious zucchini fettuccine Alfredo recipe is a true pasta imposter. My husband says it tastes just like a rich, cream-laden spaghetti dish, and when I served it recently to my family, they insisted there was spaghetti mixed in with the zucchini fettuccine. And I must say, I love this dish. I think you and your family will love it too. And of course, this is gluten-free and it is, well, it's vegan and delicious. You're going to start off with 2/3 of a cup of raw cashews, 2/3 of a cup plus 2 tablespoons of water divided, 2 large or 4 medium zucchini, 1 heaping teaspoon of white miso, 2 teaspoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1/16 of a rounded teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, freshly ground black pepper to taste, and then 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. Start off by putting the cashews in a small bowl and top with 1/3 cup of water. Put the cashews in the water in the refrigerator and let them soak for 1 to 4 hours. Drain those cashews and rinse thoroughly in cold water. Then you're going to put your soaked cashews, 1/2 cup of water, your miso. Miso is important here, so don't leave it out. Your lemon juice, garlic powder, salt, and pepper into a high-performance blender and process for 30 seconds to 1 minute or until very smooth and creamy. Now, just a little note about the miso. The miso is really what gives this its real pop and makes it taste like zucchini fettuccine Alfredo. But you may be saying, oh, gee, I don't like soy. Well, there is chickpea miso now. There are several kinds of miso that are made without soy. So that's a great jazzy tip. So if you need to keep it soy-free, do make sure to buy a soy-free miso. And of course, if you need to keep it gluten-free, buy a gluten-free miso as well. Now, to make your zucchini fettuccine, use a vegetable peeler, spiralizer, or a regular spiralizer, whatever you like, and you're going to shave that zucchini into long fettuccine-style noodles. Put the zucchini fettuccine into a large nonstick sauté pan and add 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Cook the zucchini over medium heat, stirring often for 2 to 3 minutes or until it's almost soft, not until it's mushy. It's got to have a little bite to it still at this point. Then you're carefully going to add 3/4 of your cashew sauce and cook for 2 to 3 minutes, gently stirring using tongs until the sauce is heated through and the zucchini is cooked al dente. Once again, do not overcook the zucchini fettuccine or it will be zucchini fettuccine Alfredo mushy. And of course, you don't want it to be mushy, so that's a great jazzy tip. Now, if you want it to be saltier, add some more salt. And then what I do with the remaining sauce that I haven't already added, I put it in a pitcher and just pass it around the table because some people like their zucchini fettuccine Alfredo to be a little bit more creamy. That's about it. Oh, by the way, yes, very exciting. This sauce doubles as a creamy salad dressing too. You can make this sauce and just use it as a salad dressing. Of course, you're not going to cook it. You're just going to use it unheated and you're going to cover it tightly and store it in the refrigerator. And it will last for about 2 days or so. So that is it, my zucchini fettuccine Alfredo. Yum, yum, yum. You're going to find this recipe at jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Under the Season 8 Recipes, Show 802, Show 802. And this fabulous recipe is from my award-winning book, Vegan for Everyone. It is a fabulous book. It's a perfect book for anyone looking to add easy to prepare and delicious plant-based food into your weekly menu plan. This fantastic cookbook features more than 160 family-friendly recipes, and 135 of the recipes are gluten-free friendly, and over 200 beautiful full-color photos, includes an entire chapter of up-to-date nutritional information contributed by Juliana Hever, the plant-based dietitian who's often on this program. So it's really a complete and fun way to make family meals kinder, healthier, and, well, most of all, tastier, and of course, vegan. You can get a signed copy at jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Oh, yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In jazzy news this week, I hope you've been watching Jazzy Vegetarian, the television show on the Create channel. And if you haven't, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, go to createtv.com. They have a television schedule there, and you can find out when the program is airing. If you live in the broadcast area, it airs every Sunday morning. It also airs on Monday. So do check it out, createtv.com. That's createtv.com. And if you want to learn a lot more about the television show and see some episodes for free, you just go to jazzyvegetarian.com. And you can click on the season of television. Each season has a free episode there for you to watch. And of course, at jazzyvegetarian.com, we have a blog with lots of our recipes of the week. Oh man, and there's so many fabulous tips, great recipes, over 400 fantastic vegan recipes. Well, you get the picture. So just visit after this program today, jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Well, as I said, it's summer. It's time to be happy. And one of our favorite guests on this program is also just an amazing musician. He has won so many accolades for his incredible music. And I thought this track was just perfect today. It's from Johannes Lindsted, and it's The Happy Song. And you can visit him at johanneslindsted.com. That's johanneslindsted.com. And that was a tune called The Happy Song. I sure hope you're happier after listening to this program today. And I know you're going to be really happy when you try some of these fantastic vegan cream sauce recipes. Well, I am so happy that you join me here each and every week. Without you, there would be no show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. The Jazzy Vegetarian.
Do you want to deepen your connection to the divine, speed up your progress on the spiritual path? Then tune in to the Spirit Matters podcast. I'm the host, Philip Goldberg, and I interview experts with wisdom, insight, and practical guidance for every seeker of truth. Spirit Matters on the MindBodySpirit.fm network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.